Welcome back, everyone, to the Plagueis Pages podcast, a podcast where life-changing books are discussed. I am your host, Derek Plagueis, and if you find this podcast enjoyable, please subscribe, rate, and share it with others. For our episode today, we are going to be looking at the book The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis is a very well-known author worldwide. He is most famous for his Chronicles of Narnia series and also his book Mere Christianity, which has made an impact on thousands of lives. The Screwtape Letters is also a very popular book by Lewis, and many have found it to be a profound work. So what is this book all about? The Screwtape Letters is comprised of 31 chapters, which represent 31 letters. And these letters are written by Screwtape, who is a demon that has much experience in the area of temptation and deception. He is writing to another demon named Wormwood that needs guidance and training. So this relational dynamic could be compared to a teacher and their student. Wormwood has been tasked with overseeing an unnamed patient. This man is an unbeliever in the beginning, but in letter number 2, he becomes a Christian. Now, some would think this book should stop there and there is nothing more for the enemy to do, but that is not the case. We know as Christians that Satan and demons are still at work tempting believers to adhere to dangerous lies. And that is what Lewis zooms in on with the book: the ongoing temptation by a demon to derail this man's faith. Screwtape goes on to instruct Wormwood to propagate lies within his patients. For example, he wants Wormwood to use the church as an advantage. He wants his patient to go and become bitter toward those around him and see the hypocrisy among them. When it comes to marriage, he does not want the patient to marry a Christian, but instead to be seduced by an ungodly woman. He also wants his patient to have the wrong perspective of prayer. If prayer is answered, he wants the man to think it was going to happen regardless. And if prayer is unanswered, then he wants the man to think that God must not care or listen. He also wants Wormwood to realize that the death of a believer is not a good thing. Rather, it is the best thing that can happen for a Christian, as they no longer have the opportunity to tempt this man. But instead, he would be quote-unquote lost to God forever. In the end, this man is not swayed away by the temptations from Wormwood, but instead remains firm in the faith. So why do I love this book and believe you should read it? Well, first, this book is unlike any book that I have ever read. For some of you, you feel like you have been reading the same type of book over and over. But the Screwtape Letters will be a change-up from what you have been reading and challenge you in profitable ways. I will say, though, that this is a tougher read. This was actually my third attempt to read through it. There were times where I was left a little confused in some chapters, but there are online resources to help the reader understand what is going on. Second, this book will help you think more about the enemy's schemes of temptation. I know for me, I often minimize Satan and demons. But this is not a good thing because the enemy is alive and active. As 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." As a Christian, I have to be on guard every day against the enemy's lies. And this book gave me a greater urgency to wake up to this reality. So what about you? How often do you live your day not even thinking about how an enemy is trying to win you over to their lies? Listen, if this is you, then please read this book and pray daily that God would help you to stand against the schemes of the enemy. Now in closing, I want to share one of my favorite quotes from the book. This is from chapter 23 on page 123, and it says this: "For a long time, it will be quite impossible to remove spirituality from his life. Very well then, we must corrupt it. No doubt you have often practiced transforming yourself into an angel of light as a parade ground exercise. Now is the time to do it in the face of the enemy. The world and the flesh have failed us. A third power remains. And success of this kind is the most glorious of all. A spoiled saint, a Pharisee, an inquisitor, or a magician makes better sport in hell than a mere common tyrant or debauchee." So there you have it, a little snapshot of The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. I hope you will find yourself picking up this book in the near future. And if you do, let me know what you thought of it. Thank you for tuning into this episode. And remember, finding and reading great books could change your life for the better.